Welcome to the deep dive. We're doing something a bit different today.
Yeah.
Instead of our usual stack of articles, we're focusing on just one source. It's a conversation we recently had.
Oh, right. With Jason Kipfer and Matthew Grosner.
Exactly. Jason, who founded the Locally Connected Community Hub, and Matthew, who chairs the Cambridge Business Connections Committee.
Got it. So think of this as like your essential insider's guide to that upcoming Cambridge Business Connections meetup.
Precisely. Jason and Matthew gave us the full rundown, and we're here to pull out the key info for you.
Help you understand what's happening, what to expect, how to make the most of it.
Right. Our mission today. Walk you through the event, shine a light on the venue, which sounds pretty cool. Talk about the sponsors.
Yeah, the people making it possible.
And share their best tips for the evening. So whether you're definitely going or maybe just curious about these kinds of local meetups, this deep dive should have something for you.
Absolutely. It's really about giving you that context, those specifics, so you feel, you know, prepared, maybe even more excited to connect.
Okay, let's get into it. Straight from Jason and Matthew, what are the absolute basics? Date, time, place.
Okay, essentials. It's Monday, June 9th, 2025.
June 9th, got it.
And the official time is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. But they did make a point about that 9 p.m. end time.
Oh, what did they say? Does it run late?
Well, yeah, potentially. They said 9 p.m. is just the official end. If the conversations are good, the energy's high.
People tend to stick around.
Exactly. Networking, chatting, it could easily go past 9, you know, depending on the venue's hours and just the overall vibe.
Good to know. So don't feel like you have to bolt right at 9.
Right. No need to rush out.
And where is this happening?
It's at the Wavemaker Craft Brewery in Tap Room. Right there in Cambridge.
Wavemaker Brewery. Okay. Now, Cambridge Business Connections, that's part of something bigger, right? This locally connected community hub?
Yeah, that's right. Cambridge is one chapter. Mm-hmm. Jason explained the hub's backstory, and it's pretty interesting.
How did it start? Was it like a big corporate thing?
Not at all. That's the cool part. It started super organically. Over 8 years ago, back in January 2017.
Okay.
Just a single Facebook post on a neighborhood association page in Waterloo.
Wait, really? Just one post?
Yeah. Basically saying, hey, anyone want to meet up at the local pub? Simple as that.
Wow. So not some grand plan, just neighbors getting together.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And from that one post, it's grown into this whole locally connected community hub, now operating through 7 active chapters.
7 chapters. That's quite the jump. Where are they all?
They've got them spread out now. Kitchener-Waterloo, obviously Cambridge, Guelph, Woolwich Township, Stratford and area.
Okay.
And the newest one is in the Niagara region. So, yeah, quite a network across South and Southwestern Ontario.
That's an amazing story. From a Facebook post to 7 chapters, yeah. What's the driving force behind it all? What's their main goal?
Jason and Matthew describe the hub as really being a catalyst for community development. It's not just about business networking, though. That's part of it. They see it as fostering real connections, making communities, you know, more inclusive, safer, more welcoming places. Places where people want to live, work, and play and shop locally.
And they've got quite a following now, you said. Over 2,000 people involved.
Yeah, across all those chapters, it's built up quite a community.
So, given that vision, who actually goes to these Cambridge meetups? Is it all suits and briefcases?
That's a key thing they wanted to stress. Definitely not. The name might say business connections, but the crowd is super diverse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They told us, sure, you get entrepreneurs, but you also get stay-at-home parents, retirees, young professionals, artists, people just wanting to meet their neighbors.
So really anyone.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to feel more plugged into their community. Doesn't matter what you do for a living or where you are in life.
That really hits the locally connected community hub idea, doesn't it? It's broader than just business.
Exactly. It's about relationships first.
Okay, so this event, June 9th, it's at Wavemaker Craft Brewery. You mentioned our conversation highlighted why that's a good fit. Let's dive into the venue. What's special about Wavemaker?
Well, first off, there's a really strong personal connection that fits the hub's whole ethos. The founder and brewmaster, Scott Potler.
South Potler, right?
He actually grew up in Preston, you know, the part of Cambridge where the brewery is.
Yeah.
And apparently he specifically dreamed of opening his brewery right there.
Oh, wow. Not just anywhere, but back in his old neighborhood.
Exactly. To be part of that community again, contribute to it. That really resonated with Jason Matthew.
That gives the place some real heart. What's Scott's background? Is he just a beer guy?
He's definitely a beer guy. An award-winning brewmaster, actually. Graduated from the Niagara College Brewmaster Program.
Okay.
But but he also has a degree from Brock University's accounting co-op program.
Ah, so he's got the creative side and the analytical side.
You got it. They said he brings both that, like, artisanal approach and a sharp analytical eye to brewing.
The artist with the spreadsheet. Sounds like a good combo for making interesting and consistent beer. What's their philosophy then? Beer with soul, is that it?
That's their motto. Beer with soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it reflects their approach. They like to push boundaries, explore different styles from around the world.
Okay.
But they're also serious about tradition and quality. They have a couple of core beers, but they really lean into doing one-offs and rotating taps.
So you go there, you might find something new each time.
Very likely. They see it as this constant exploration, you know, balancing their own creative ideas with what customers are enjoying keeps it fresh.
Sounds like a great spot for a meetup. Keeps things interesting.
Yeah.
What about the actual space? What's it like being there for the event?
Well, one cool thing is the atmosphere. You're literally sitting in the tap room right amongst the brewing tanks.
Oh, nice. Not hidden away in the back.
No, you feel like you're right there where the beer is made. Is it a really tangible connection to the whole process?
Very cool. Do they do tours? Could you get a peek behind the scenes?
Yep, they do. And they're free. Jason mentioned it's a quick, fun, like 15-minute tour.
Perfect length.
Yeah, covers the brand story, ingredients, the brewing area, the whole start-to-finish process.
Mm.
Nice little extra if you're curious.
Definitely. What about food? If people are coming straight from work, should they grab dinner first?
They have snacks.
Hmm.
Things that go well with beer, you know.
Like pretzels.
Yeah, pretzels with mustard sauce, nacho chips and salsa, various other chips, including something called beer-bathed kettle chips.
Beer-bathed kettle chips. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Me too. So, yeah, light snacks are available, but maybe not a full meal.
Good heads up. What's the general vibe there? Is it just for meetups like this?
No, it sounds like a lively spot. They often host birthday parties, engagement parties, things like that. For groups, they can help arrange food, or you can bring your own sometimes. Always got the beer covered, though.
Makes sense. Okay, important question for some folks. Are dogs allowed?
Yes. The dog policy. Good question. Dogs are welcome, but only on the patio.
Patio only. Got it.
Yeah, their license doesn't allow them inside, unless it's a service animal, of course. But for well-behaved dogs on the patio, they even put out water bowls.
Nice touch. Anything else? Games? Music?
Games, yes. You can bring your own board games, or they have a collection you can borrow from.
Oh, cool.
And get this, if you have old games at home, missing pieces maybe not, but ones you don't play, you can donate them to their collection.
That's really neat. Very community-minded. What about music?
Not super often, because the space is pretty intimate. But they said occasionally they have acoustic artists, sing-alongs, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Best to check Wavemaker's own event listings for that.
Right. So it sounds like visiting Wavemaker, buying a beer, it's not just supporting a business. It's supporting Scott's commitment to his home community.
Exactly. Brings it right back to that hub mission.
Speaking of support, Jason and Matthew definitely wanted to highlight the sponsors who make these meetups happen.
Oh, absolutely. Big thanks for giving. The Happy Hour meetup sponsor for this specific event is Rick and Sherry Couchman.
Rick and Sherry Couchman and their business.
They own Poop Valet Pet Waste Removal Service.
Poop Valet. You won't forget that name. So their sponsorship directly helps the event.
Yes. It allows the organizers to coordinate with Wavemaker and offer a variety of appetizers for everyone attending.
Ah, so that's how the snacks happen. That's a really practical, nice touch for attendees.
Definitely enhances the evening, makes it more welcoming.
How did they even get into that line of work?
It sounds like it came from a pretty normal conversation, actually, like at a friends and family gathering.
Okay.
The topic just turned to cleaning up dog poop in the backyard.
Mm.
You know, the chore nobody loves.
Yeah.
And that sparked an idea for Rick and Sherry.
Huh. From barbecue chat to a business plan.
Pretty much. They saw a need, a service people would value, keeping yards clean for families and pets.
That's fantastic. And how's the business doing?
They've grown it from that idea into a local, family-owned, full-time professional service. Jason and Matthew really emphasize their commitment to being on time and offering a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Great local success story. Now, beyond the appetizer sponsor, the Hub is known for door prizes too, right? Sounds like a big feature.
Oh, yeah. They joke that if you've been to other chapter meetups, you know about the door prizes. It's a huge thing for them.
Why so many prizes?
It's a way to give back, but also to highlight other local businesses in the network. Across the whole hub, all 7 chapters, they have over 55 annual door prize sponsors.
55 businesses. That's incredible community buy-in. And Cambridge has its own set of annual sponsors.
Yes, they do. For the Cambridge Business Connections meetups throughout the year, the annual door prize sponsors include, let me see the list.
Okay.
Andy's Custom Contracting, Bailey's Local Foods, BookMyTherapy.ca, CTRLV, Garrett Peck Visuals, Gecko Websites, L'Etoile Herbal Clinic, RUR Community Dollar, Regal Nails Cambridge, Renew Coaching, Sugar Savvy Beauty Boutique, The Boop Valet pulling double duty there.
Nice.
And Waterloo Bike Shop. It's quite a list.
That really shows the interconnectedness of the local business community. What if a business listening wants to get involved, maybe sponsor a prize?
Good question. They said the best way is either to chat with one of the Cambridge committee members at the event itself.
Okay.
Or just send an email to info@locallyconnected.ca. They can talk about sponsorship or other ways to get profiled.
Perfect. Okay, so we've got the details, the venue, the sponsors. Now for the real practical stuff. If you're going on June 9th, what were Jason and Matthew's key tips, the insider advice for making the most of it?
Right, the how-to guide. They had several, all focused on keeping it positive and welcoming. First up, dress code.
What to wear?
Keep it business casual, simple. They specifically said no suits and ties.
Okay, relaxed vibe. Good.
Exactly. The goal is connection, not formal pitches. Which leads to the next point, interactions.
How should people approach conversations?
Focus on positive interactions. Aim for everyone to just have a great time, you know. Avoid getting into awkward or uncomfortable topics. Keep it light, keep it genuine.
And this connects to something really core about this network's culture, doesn't it? The whole selling thing.
Yes. This is probably the most important tip, especially if you're used to other networking events. Jason and Matthew were super clear. No. Hard. Selling.
Really? None at all?
Don't just go around shoving business cards in people's faces. Exchange cards if it feels natural, if the conversation leads there. Fine. But respectfully.
Okay.
And they explicitly stated, any actual selling products, services, fundraising pitches that needs to happen outside the meetup, not during the event itself.
So that feels like a fundamental rule for them. Why so strict?
It ties right back to that community hub vision. It's about building the relationship first. Taking away that pressure to sell or be sold to creates a more trusting, welcoming space.
That makes a lot of sense. It changes the whole dynamic.
It really does. They believe that genuine connection built without pressure leads to much stronger, more valuable relationships down the road anyway. It fosters trust.
Okay, that's a powerful insight. Back to the practicals, those door prizes again. Any rules there?
Just one simple one. If your business card gets drawn, please only choose one prize.
Ah, spread the love.
Exactly. Makes it fair. Gives more people a chance to win something.
Makes sense. What about supporting the venue, Wavemaker?
Yeah, that was on their list too. If you're able to, buying a drink or one of those beer-bathed kettle chips is a great way to show appreciation to Wavemaker for hosting. It completes that cycle of local support.
Right. Supporting the business that's supporting the community gathering. Good point. Other tips for interacting?
Big emphasis on inclusivity and respect. The hub is open to everyone, so respect different viewpoints, make space for people, make sure everyone feels included.
Basic human decency, really.
Pretty much. And related to the no selling rule, avoid excessive self-promotion. It's okay to share what you do, but focus more on listening, asking questions, building rapport.
Less talking at people, more talking with them.
You got it. And also, be mindful of people's time. Read the room, you know. Let conversations flow, but also let people move on comfortably to chat with others. Don't monopolize anyone.
Good advice for any social setting. And the last piece.
Ultimately, the meetup is what you make it. So engage, participate, be open to meeting new folks, start conversations, contribute to that positive energy. Your involvement is key.
Excellent tips. Very practical and all clearly aimed at creating that specific community feel. Okay, just before we wrap up, what about staying connected after the event or getting more involved?
Yeah, they mentioned a few ways. One easy one, if you're on Facebook, share the event beforehand. Helps get the word out.
Good idea. What about following them?
Definitely follow their social media.
Uh-huh.
The Cambridge Business Connections page on Facebook. Now, they did give a little heads up here.
Oh, well, search quirk.
Yeah, sometimes searching for Niagara Region Business Connections on Facebook might actually help you find the Cambridge page more easily. Bit weird, but good to know.
Okay, file that tip away. Niagara search for Cambridge page. Got it.
And also follow the main locally connected community hub pages on both Facebook and Instagram.
Right. Now, super important logistical question. What if someone RSVP'd yes, but now can't make it?
Ah, yes. Crucial point. They expect a waiting list for this event. So, if your plans change, you can't attend, please go back and decline the calendar invite.
Why is it so important?
Because declining automatically frees up your spot. It lets someone from the waiting list get in. It's just a considerate thing to do for the community.
Definitely good etiquette. What about feedback after the event?
They welcome it. There'll be a short online meetup feedback form available on the Hub's website homepage after the meetup. They use that to improve future events.
Great. And who are the people making the Cambridge chapter run? The volunteers?
Jason and Matthew wanted to give a big shout out to the Cambridge Committee volunteers. These are the folks you'll likely see there, helping out, answering questions.
Who's on the team?
Matthew Grosvenor, obviously. He's the chair. Then Anna Isidro-Guerin, Chris Morris, Ashley Close, and Rick Couchman, him again. From Poop Valley, clearly very involved.
That's great dedication from the committee. And if someone wants to learn more about the whole hub, beyond just Cambridge,
the main website is the place to go. Locallyconnected.ca. All the info about the different chapters and the overall vision is there.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a really useful deep dive into the Cambridge Business Connections Meetup. June 9th, Wavemaker Brewery. We've covered everything from the hub's grassroots start.
That's your Facebook post.
To the cool venue, the sponsors like Poop Valet, and those really valuable tips for attendees on how to connect genuinely.
It really paints a picture of an event that's, you know, more than just swapping business cards. It's about building real community connections, supporting local, and just enjoying good company.
Absolutely. Which leaves us with our final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Thinking about your own community, how do you build connections? Is it through your work? Is it by showing up to things like this? Or maybe it's just in those small everyday ways you interact with neighbors, something to consider. How does your presence add to the connections around you?